Good evening to everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to welcome everyone to tonight's Prepaid Legal Services More Success Team conference call. We've got a really exciting call lined up for you guys tonight. Kind of a unique call, something we haven't done in quite a while, and I'm excited about it. There's going to be a lot of information shared, but to get things kicked off tonight, I'd like to go out to Durant, Oklahoma, to $100,000 ring earner, millionaire club member, platinum two executive director, but most importantly, he's my daddy, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. Thank you for having me on tonight. I want to thank everyone on tonight's call for their continued prayers for Mr. Ken Moore. He was released from the hospital today. He did have a little rough week, but they came through all the surgeries quite well, and he's resting at home tonight. So, again, he couldn't be on the call, but he wanted me to make sure and thank everyone for their prayers and keep them coming. And he'll be plan on being on next Monday night's call. But we're very, very excited about tonight's call. Tonight you're going to be hearing from the manager of customer care at Prepaid Legal's corporate home office. You're also going to be hearing from the newest millionaire club member on our More Success team. That's going to be very, very exciting. And then, of course, you're going to hear from one of the top platinum executives on our team that wants to share some exciting things going on in the state of Texas leading up to the Leadership Summit next month in Dallas. But it is my privilege and my honor to go to Ada, Oklahoma, to the manager of customer care, not only for Ada, but for Antlers and Duncan, Oklahoma, and that's Miss Linda Brown from our home office. Miss Brown, are you on the call?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Randy.
Linda, I am so excited to have you on. Mr. Morris wanted me to tell you personally how much he appreciates you taking time out to be on our call, and I know our secretary, Ms. Deaton, asked you to just go over a lot of the common questions that people ask when they call into customer care.
Right. We have a number of questions, but I wanted to go over the fact that customer care, I want everybody to know, first of all, that we're focused on your success. I mean, that's what we do. We have about 225 employees in the customer care department, and they can handle just about any issue that could come up with a membership. So our focus is to keep your members happy and to keep them, you know, on the books with us. Just to kind of go over a quick overview of my department, we handle Legal Shield. We handle all the prepaid legal inbound email services. Identity Theft Shield comes into my department. Web support's in my department for the Shield and for the Identity Theft Shield. And we also have our Elite Group Associate Services team is in customer service. And, of course, MOS and the most important thing, member conservation. Just some quick stats for customer care. We take about 120,000 calls a month, and in 2009 took 1.7 million calls. Over 288,000 emails were answered by my department, and over 68,000 Legal Shield calls were taken by my department. We also made about 1.4 outbound mouse calls in 2009, and we really, our focus, you know, like anything else, we want to keep the members on the books, and we've been really focusing hard over the last couple of years on conservation. And in 2009, we saved over 41,000 members. Some interesting facts. We were looking a few weeks ago at some of the interesting facts on conservation, and we started kind of keeping a valid track of saved members and customer care probably around 2005-2006 time frame. And just kind of an interesting fact, we've saved over 150,000 members since we started trying to keep track of our saved membership. So we're just getting better and better at it. My staff works very hard to keep the members happy and your members active and on the books. I also want to talk a little bit about our relationship with Kroll. I take a lot of pride in the relationship that we have with Kroll and the people from Kroll, and personally feel that the relationship with them is more than professional. I mean, I truly think of the guys at Kroll that I work with every day as friends. I can call them anytime about anything, and they're quick and responsive to take whatever measures we need done to resolve whatever issues that might come up. And I want to tell you a quick story. People don't realize, you know, what type of calls we take in customer care, but we had a call specifically today where a Legal Shield member, I mean, Legal Shield is very, very important and very busy in my department. Of course, we answer the phone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But just today, we had a kind of a unique situation on the Legal Shield. We received a call from a police officer from the state of Washington. And he called because a small child was found wandering around in a large apartment complex all by herself. And the child just happened to be carrying a set of keys, her mother's keys. And I'm sure she had seen her mother get up and leave with her keys and thought since she was going outside, she should take the keys. So she had a set of keys in her hand, and do you have any idea what was on that key ring? Of course, it was a legal shield key fob. So this officer took these keys from the little girl and actually called the 800 number that was on the key fob, and through intervention, through legal shield answering that phone, we were able to connect with the member and connect the member with the police department, and the police department found out whose child it was and got him home safely. So we never know what kind of call we're going to get in customer service, whether it's going to be something like that where we feel like we saved the day, or whether it's going to be, you know, a distraught member about something. But I just thought that was kind of an interesting story. You never know what you're going to get.
She wasn't calling her mom.
Something else, I want you to know that things like that, and it happens a lot. That's not even unusual, but we have situations, too, where calls come in that we're helping people that really don't even aren't even members. I mean, they've called us because they've reached our 800 number. We've had situations where people were in trouble, and we've called the police for them. I mean, a lot of different things that weren't even members with us. It makes me very proud of the company that I work for, that Mr. Stonesucker would you know, promote us taking the steps to take care of people in all manners, whether the members with us or whether or not. I mean, he just so much supports everything that we do. And I can't thank you guys enough as far as our sales force for marketing the product. I think together you as the sales force, the home office, and, of course, our provider firm, you know, everybody working together is really making a difference in the lives of our members. And I wondered, you know, I mean, last time I talked on your call, I answered a bunch of different questions. I was wondering if anybody had questions for me tonight that I could answer, because there's always things that come up when I go to the APTs and stuff. I hear questions asked that you know, I never even think to respond to, but then, of course, I've always usually got an answer for you if you have questions that things you just wonder about or don't know the answer to.
Well, Linda, I had one quick question. I just had one, but I have an executive director out of Kansas that wants to know on the conservation how he can tell if one of his memberships was saved. I know he pays for a mass every month, and he just wanted to know, you know, how he could personally know if his own personal memberships were saved or not.
Well, I can run reports on that and get totals for you and answers for you. We're very close to finishing programming on that so that all the members that you that are on your group that was ever in pre-cancel will show on your Moss report pretty soon, and you'll know that they're saved members. You'll be able to tell when they were saved and what took place on them. We're just waiting on IT to finish that programming, but if he wants to send me an email or send one to customer service at ppliso.com, they'll send that message to me, and I'll pull that report and see what I can find out for you. It's kind of amazing because I'm going to APT in San Francisco this weekend, and one of the things that we did just recently was pull the totals by state and found out that in 2009 we saved over 11,000 members in California. So. Wow. That's interesting stuff, you know, and we've already saved over 8,000 in 2010 for California, so I know we're going to be up, and I know that my saves total will be much higher in 2010 than it was in 2009. We just get better and better every year. We do a lot of personal training and a lot of quality growth with our staff on saves and conservation, and they just get better and better. It just never ceases to amaze me how many members we're touching with our conservation team.
Well, Linda, what are some of the common questions that, you know, as the calls come in? Are there certain calls that seem like they come in on a regular basis?
You know, Randy, they're all over the place, and it's so hard to say, you know, what a common call might be. I mean, a lot of the calls that we get, of course, the most common call we're getting is bank change information, where they're changing a bank or they're changing a credit card payment type. We also get a lot of calls wanting providers' numbers, that sort of stuff, but, I mean, there's such a variation. You know, we don't script any of our calls. We are very much we spend 6 weeks of training before somebody is even released with a monitor on the floor. So there's a lot of eight-hour day, you know, book training. We're in the classroom for a full 6 weeks before they ever take a call, and we're nothing is scripted. They have to know our product. They have to know the answers before they're ever actually released, and we do a lot of quality checks with our staff on a monthly basis. So I can't even begin to tell you the vast differences of the questions that we may be asked in a day and the different scenarios that might come up. But the biggest one by far is bank change or credit card change information. You know, when they're actually changing their payment type, that's by far the most calls we get. But they're all over the place, you know. There's so many different ones that we get in a day. You don't know what the next call will present itself, you know. I mean, just like today, you never know. You're going to get a legal shield call where a child is lost, you know, and they're going to call us for help. So you just don't know what you're going to get.
Well, it's just an incredible service, and to know the type of people we have there at the home office that supports us out in the field, to have confidence in knowing that we have the very best. You know, service is what we sell. If we don't have the best, we don't have anything. And I can feel assured, just as you can, that, and all of the people on our team, that, you know, we've got the very best of the best. So that's the reason, one of the reasons I think it's so important to hear from different people at our corporate headquarters, just to encourage our people and our associates out in the field that we do have such quality individuals working there in the home office.
No, I completely agree. I mean, it never ceases to amaze me. I can't tell you how proud I am of the customer care team and what they do every day for our members. I mean, they just go above and beyond. And I've always had a kind of a policy in my department, you know, that the door's always open, and if they run up against something that they don't feel is quite right, or they don't agree with the way something's turning out, you know they can always come to me and let's look at it together and see what we can do better to help this member, you know. So, yeah, I'm very open to trying to find a solution that works for everybody, and I think has been very effective so far. So they all know that they can go to their supervisor, and the supervisor will bring it to me. If they can't, you know, if they can't get to me, or if I'm in another location or something, you know, we'll figure out a way to make it work best for the member. Because if they see that, I mean, my staff is trained, you know, to look at it, to say, you know, this doesn't quite fit right, or this doesn't feel right, what they're telling me, and I don't agree with the way this is working. And if they just, you know, if they disagree with it, you know, they're going to bring it to our attention, and that's when we, you know, go to work to see what we can do to make it better. So.
Well, I get questions from the field all the time. How open are they to suggestions from the field? What would you say to
completely
that?
Completely open. I mean, that's what we're here for. You know, we listen. I mean, I'm completely open to my staff. I mean, that's where the ideas come from, you know. If you can't listen to the people that's doing the work, how in the heck do you expect to get better at what you do? So, I mean, I'm open, completely open to suggestions from the field. I mean, I talk to associates all the time and completely, you know, open to any suggestions that you guys might have to make us better. I mean, if we don't get better, then we're not learning. So,
right.
You know, we want to do it better all the time and, you know, really feel like we've come a long way with the programming staff that we have and the way that we run our systems now and the way that we're doing things. We're just getting better and better. So I'm always open to suggestions.
Well, how long have you been with Prepaid, Linda?
A little over 15 years.
15 years. So you're speaking from a lot of experience over 15 years. What have you seen Prepaid come from 15 years ago to now? What does it look like to you? What's going to be happening?
There's no comparison. You know, I was here, actually left Prepaid Legal for about 10 years in the middle there, and was on the East Coast for a while working for IBM. But, you know, I was with Prepaid in the early 80s when there was like 50 of us in the home office, you know, and you knew everybody's name. And now you see people in the hall that you have no idea who they are because you're so big, you know what
right.
I mean? So it's a different atmosphere. Of course, there's still that warm comfort level that you always got from the Stonecipher's and the caring feeling that you have when you walk in the home office. You know that everybody takes pride in what they do and they care about what they do and they're all working for a common goal, and you can just feel it when you walk through the front door. So it's changed, but it hasn't. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean, and I'm just very proud that it hasn't changed too much, simply because I like that feeling and I like the pride that, of course, I'm right there at the home office a lot and being able to see the same people. I mean, we've got a lot of people that's been there, just like you have, 10, 15, even 20 years or more.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you've got the Kathy Pensons of the world, and, you know, that's been there 30-plus. I mean, it's incredible, you know, to walk around with these people and realize that they've devoted their entire lives to a company. It's incredible.
And I talk to people all the time, and I say, you know, we're not going anywhere. We're just going to be – we're staying here for the course, and, you know, and we've got proof in the track record of just the longevity of the employees that are working there.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's a unique company. I've never worked for any place like Prepaid Legal Services. And I've worked for some big companies, you know, for IBM, for Swatch, some big companies. And you just don't find the attitude that Prepaid Legal drives. I mean, you just don't find it.
And that's good to know. And that's good for us to stress and to share that with our team members, because we've got people on this call from all over North America. And, of course, we're very proud of that, but we're just very proud of what you're doing there in the home office, Linda, and we appreciate you taking, you know, you're a very busy lady, and I understand that, but just to be able to get on the phone with our people tonight and share your information, that's invaluable to us.
Right, and I'm never too busy to talk to our sales people. I mean, you guys are what makes us tick. You know, without you, we'd be nowhere, so I'm never too busy to talk with the sales force, never.
Well,
so.
We appreciate that. Have you got anything else that you'd like to share tonight?
No, just keep selling and we'll keep serving. So just, well, whatever, you know, just do your, you know, it's all about, you know, this making that sale, and we want to make sure that your members are taken care of. So we'll take care of them if you'll get them on the books for us.
Well, we're working on that.
Okay.
And of course, everybody can do more. But Ms. Brown, thank you very much again. Mr. Kenmore said to convey his thanks and let you know that he appreciates you very, very much, and hopefully he'll be seeing you there at the home office.
No, we appreciate him too. Thank you, Randy.
Thank you, Ms. Brown. All right, that was some great information there from Prepaid Legal's corporate home office, and that is one of the perks, I guess you'd say, for being on our More Success team, to be able to get people like that on our conference calls each and every week. Now, I think what we're going to do now, we're going to shift gears just a little bit, and we're going to go straight to the state of Alabama, and we're going to go to Prepaid Legal and, of course, on our More Success team, our newest Millionaire Club member, and that's none other than Mr. Jimmy Parrish from Alabama. Mr. Parrish, are you on the call?
I am, Randy. Can you hear me?
I am. Congratulations. Again, that comes from us on the More Success team, Mr. Ken Moore. But I'm telling you, Mr. Parrish, what does it feel like to be the newest member of the Millionaires Club with Prepaid? And what did it take to get there, Mr. Parrish?
Well, I appreciate so much the opportunity to address the members of the club. You know, I know it goes kind of like in a trite way, but I could not have done this without my team. And I'm not talking about, like most of the people on this call, that are primarily recruiters and focused on the team building aspect and network marketing side of the business. But I couldn't have done this without the More Success team, because I remember distinctly several years ago when I know some associates in the Midwest had contacted Mr. Kenneth Moore and talked about needing some help building and doing some group work with them, partnering. And I remember when he gave them my name, and that kind of led to me being able to start doing some traveling, to where now I've been able to work with people in 25 and about to add my 26th state next week when I'm going into Nebraska and do some work there. But I thought I was getting close. I didn't know for sure, but was actually involved in conducting a group school on Friday and got, I guess you could say, the call from the corporate office congratulating me. And of course, it happened to be during a break, and our group school attendees were thrilled to know that they were part of history, I guess, because the call that I got told me two things that I was very proud of. Number one, that I was the 134th member of the Millionaires Club, and number two, that I was the first Millionaire Club member from the state of Alabama, and I don't think I'll be the last. And as I said, they almost need to rename this, not just the Millionaires Club, but your first million, because I know a lot of us are looking now at how we can continue growing. But it's truly a humbling experience. It's not something that, even if you're someone like me that focuses on the group marketing and small business side of Prepaid Legal, again, it takes working with other people, partnering with people, people entrusting their new associates or entrusting their groups to you that's allowed me to get to this particular threshold in building my business. And I can't say enough positive things about you and Jeremy and Mr. Moore and just the entire More Success team all over North America, because, as I said, I couldn't have done it. It's been an opportunity not only to be helped by all of you on this call and people on your teams, but it's just given me a platform to now be able to help other people, whether it's to be able to help people financially because of ministries I support or people that I'm able to support or do some things in that regard, but also just support people and be available to people. It was I wasn't on the calls today. I was actually doing a group enrollment, and I haven't heard what was shared, but I just know when I got out of that enrollment, you know, I had a mailbox full of calls and texts and emails, and it was just gratifying to know that, you know, other than my own family, I count the Prepaid Legal family and most specifically the More Success Team family among my closest friends, not just in the business, but anywhere. And it's truly humbling, and I'm looking forward to continuing to move forward. As I told someone today, I may have reached the threshold, but I don't intend to slow down. It just shows that what this company does is they do practice what they preach. They do reward you, and if you will stick and stay, you will get your pay, and not just get paid, but to reach something that I guess I started pretty much on a full-time basis 8 years ago this month. I actually got in the business May of 99, but started doing it full-time in August of 2002. So I know we're running a little late, and I don't want to take too much time and too much thunder from our next speaker, but again, I appreciate the opportunity to be on the call tonight, Mr. Moore, and thank you again for all the support that you and your family and the team have given me to reach this milestone in my prepaid legal career.
Well, Mr. Parrish, it's an honor to have you on our team. It's an honor to be recognized as the newest Millionaire Club member. We're just so excited. We know we've got many more to come. We've got so many successful associates on our team that have made that mark, but there's just so many more that we see that are coming up, just fixing to get the $100,000 ring, and then, of course, that leads to the Millionaire Club, and then, like you say, the Millionaires many times over club. We've got several people on our team that's made multiple millions now, so it's just very exciting to be in a family where everybody, you know, we've got three generations of our family in one family that are Millionaire Club members, so we're excited about that. As far as our own personal family, but, you know, our More Success team is our extended family. And, of course, Prepaid Legal, just like you said, we've got so many friends from all over North America, not on our personal teams, that we're just in Prepaid Legal together. We're on Mr. Stonecipher's team. And to share this excitement and this the magnitude of this much success with other people, isn't that what it's all about?
Absolutely. It's just an opportunity to not only help other people, but, you know, to be able to say you got where you are because other people have helped you, it truly makes this particular business opportunity once-in-a-lifetime experience, and I'm just thrilled to thank God every day that he put Prepaid Legal into my life and allowed me the opportunity to do what I do because I love what I do. I love going out and sharing every day the membership with people and seeing them take advantage of this and thanking you for being able to share it with them and then to hopefully change their families. So, again, I thank you for the privilege of being on the call tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Parrish, and we look forward to seeing you in Dallas.
Thank you, sir.
Look forward to seeing you walk across stage getting your Millionaire Club watch. That'll be cool.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to that myself. Thank you,
Mr. Parrish. All right, now it's my privilege and pleasure to go out to the state of Virginia. Platinum Executive Director, $200,000 income earner, Millionaire Club member, someone that hasn't been on the call in a while, and we're very, very excited to have Mr. Jeff Hughes on the call. Are you on, Jeff? Do we have Mr. Jeff Hughes on? I know he was on earlier.
I'm here. I hung up on myself.
Well, Mr. Hughes, I know you were excited. I talked to you a little bit earlier today about some things that are going on in the state of Texas that's actually leading into the Dallas Leadership Summit. And first of all, I want to congratulate you and Cindy and your daughter, Lauren, for her marriage. So that's cool.
Yeah, Lauren is, director in Prepaid Legal. She's worked Prepaid Legal very part-time while she went to school, and she's engaged to be married here in a week. And when all the wedding nuptial, all that stuff that goes on, the receptions and things, she'll be joining us full-time in the business, and our goal is to help her get to executive director. Her husband has got a year and a half left in school here, and then he's going to go on to law school, so they'll be needing lots of money to pay for education. And he found out how much money she could make as an executive director. He said, crap, I'm not going to school. I'm just going to help you in the business. I told him, no. I said, you need to go on and finish law school. I said, I would feel good. People say, well, what does your daughter's husband do? I said, oh, he's an attorney. That just sounds good. Everybody accuses me of being an attorney. And I said, I can't afford to be an attorney. I can't afford to work for that for so little money. So anyway, so it's good times here at the Hughes House. I just want to let everybody know that big things are going on in the state of Texas. There's 23 million Texans. You probably need to recruit one of them because the company is putting a major push on the state of Texas. You know, California, of course, has been the bellwether state for prepaid legal and has certainly let out. I think California is doing about this. It's doing more business than eight of the next closest states combined. It's just absolutely a juggernaut. And so Mark Smith has been asked to go into Texas, be a special consultant for the leadership in the state of Texas, and to really replicate the success that they've had in California and to do it in Texas. So they opened up Houston marketplace last week, and I think the week before they got there, they had 14 guests total in the city of Houston at all the different events. And the first week that they rolled out the new marketing agenda in Texas, they had over 200 guests that week. I don't know what they ended up recruiting, but certainly they're getting the people to take a look at the opportunity. And the more people we get to look at this, the more people we recruit because we look really good. I mean, I hope you guys, you know, hearing what the home office is doing to make sure that our membership that we put on the books stay on the books. They're doing everything they can to make sure that our residuals get paid, that we not only get paid once when we sell it or once when we override, we get paid for the life of it. And then, you know, for the company to have not just a handful of millionaires, but a stage full of millionaires. Those of you that have been to convention and seen the Millionaire Club members come on stage, they're either going to have to get a bigger stage or I don't know, they'll have to have a separate convention just for the Millionaire Club members. And so I'm so excited to hear Mr. Jimmy Parrish. When, you know, I just think he's one of the greatest guys in prepaid. I really like him. I've always felt bad that he and I have not had the opportunity to really spend any time together because I really like him and respect him, respect the way that he's built his business. And congratulations to him for making that, you know, for being inducted into that prestigious club. But for you guys, what I would do is I would start making a list of who do you know in Texas. You've got to know a Texan. Start exposing them. You can use the PPLon videos. You can mail tools out to them. Follow up with a three-way call. Follow up with a call to find out what they like best about what they saw. Get them on a three-way call. Get them invited into an event. Right now, there's not a unified state calendar for the entire state of Texas. But for those of you that are working in the Dallas-Fort Worth marketplace, which is, to me, if I was going to build anywhere, I would build in Dallas-Fort Worth just because that was a mature infrastructure. There's so many events going on up in DFW. The website for that marketplace is PPLOfTX.com. And that's like prepaidlegaloftexas.com, PPLOfTX.com. And I think they have some links on that site as well to take you to the other sites in Texas. But the company, I mean, Prepaid Legal, it's on the leadership call today. If you'll go onto your Prepaid Legal Associates only website, click on the show. You know, they do the Monday morning leadership show, and you'll be able to actually watch the conference call that was held this morning. And they're talking, you know, Mr. Darren Kidd, who's the regional vice president of Virginia, where I live, he was there all week, said he was doing four and five PBRs, or not PBRs, actually business briefings per day. They had so many people lined up. And one gentleman in Prepaid Legal recruited 23 or 25 associates last week in Houston. So the company laid it out what they're doing. Mark Smith is actually compiling all the notes of what worked, what didn't work, what they want to do more of, what they want to change. And this is not just for Texas. They're really trying to prove the model that what Prepaid Legal leaders have been doing in the state of California will work in Texas. And, of course, if it works in Texas, it'll work in many other marketplaces. So they're really refining the system down. But if you want to be on the forefront and you want to take advantage of this explosion that's about to happen in Texas, now is the time. So what I would do, make a list, start contacting those people, start asking people, who do you know that lives in Texas, when you're talking to your team on your leadership calls or your training calls, working with your new associates, have them make a list of people that they know in the state of Texas and then begin exposing those people, getting them plugged into all these exciting events that are going on. So, Mr. Moore, it's an exciting time in Prepaid Legal, you know, from learning what the home office is doing to help us make more money and then seeing the success and the More Success team with Mr. Parrish, and then knowing that Texas is about to explode in a big way and we can take advantage of it. I think those are all good things to talk about. So I'll kick the call back over to you, sir.
All right, Mr. Hughes. Thank you very much for assisting on the call tonight. You always do a fabulous job, and we appreciate you and your family and the legacy that you are leaving for your entire family for generations to come also. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to conclude our call tonight. I know Mr. Moore, again, keep him in your prayers. He plans on being on the call again next Monday night. Again, congratulations to Mr. Jimmy Parrish from Alabama, the 134th member of the Millionaires Club, doing an outstanding job, just an outstanding gentleman and proud to be on our team. And, again, thank you, Mr. Jeremy Moore, for helping me out on the call tonight. And Miss Linda Brown did a fantastic job from our corporate home offices. And we like to bring people straight from corporate to you each and every week that we can. There's only a certain amount that we can do that with, but they're always so gracious to come in and share all the information. It just makes you feel better about your company and about, as you go out there marketing the membership, recruiting the associates, to know that you have the infrastructure in place to support you in this business. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, keep Mr. Moore in your prayers. We appreciate each and every one of you. We look forward to seeing many of you at the upcoming convention in Dallas. Good night, and God bless you all.